Welcome to the Daily Tech Podcast for the 17th of December, 2009. I'm your host, Alex Southwell. First story of the day, one button merge for all duplicate contacts inside Google Contacts. For those of you who don't know, Google Contacts allows you to store emails, names, addresses, and phone numbers all in the one place. It also means that you can sync it to a large number of different mobile phones. Now that Google Contacts has this new feature, it means that all of you who haven't yet set up your Google Contacts now have no excuse because it's nice and easy to get rid of all those duplicates. Evernote makes its official release on the Android phone. After months of being in beta, the all-inclusive note-taking service Evernote has launched a release version. Evernote on the Android phone allows you to take pictures, take down notes, and even record audio notes to yourself. One of the great features is you can share photos with your friends. Evernote is a free download for Android phones. Next story of the day, a team from the University of Tokyo have made an organic flash memory, which is flexible. It's made out of polyethylene naphthalate, also known as PEN. This flash memory can bend curved up to 6 mils before causing any mechanical or electronic failures. Unfortunately, it's still far from practical use, because memory retention is only a day. Possible uses for it are electronic paper and other large area electronic devices. NVIDIA have announced they are going to be making a Tegra 2. The original Tegra system on a chip was found inside the Zune HD, the portable media player from Microsoft that could output 1080p video. NVIDIA originally did not meet the promises that they made for the original Tegra. They have said that it will be different this time. We will hopefully see rollouts and development of tablet PCs, smartbooks, netbooks, and hopefully as well from companies such as Samsung and Nintendo. The next story of the day, Intel are crazier than I first thought they were. I would have never thought of playing a giant idiophone, great big metal tubes, with actual people. A developer team inside Intel played the Intel Inside tune using their heads by being fired out of a great big cannon. It's a must-watch video. Last story of the day, SciStar, the company that made cloned apples, has now been banned from copying any version of OS X or helping others to install it. The US District Court for Northern District of California has permanently banned the wannabe Mac cloner SciStar. It's taken a long time, but it's finally happened. Doesn't really affect most people, but it's still interesting to hear the news. For links from today's show or any other show, go to techdaily.squarespace.com. Thanks for listening.